Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right. Todd Peach from BECU.org. And Todd knows a lot of stuff. If you have a question, anything about money, finances, whatever, give us a call now at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. And why, Todd? Why is he the guy we bring in to answer your money questions? Well, Todd, you know, for a quarter of a century, has been kind of been doing stuff in the financial services industry. A variety of positions in both consumer and business lending, and does know his stuff. And, of course, BECU, being a credit union, you know Todd's a good person because it's all about the members, not all about profit.
That's right. You own it, BJ.
I do own it, Todd. And you know what? We've had a great time as long as you do what you're supposed
to
do.
And I've made my share of mistakes that I'm willing to share.
So. Oh, yeah. But that is a cool thing because really, well, a lot of folks don't realize you can do almost anything, if not everything, a regular bank can do, if you will, or a traditional bank. Whereas a credit union, you guys have ATMs. You get all sorts of services, a lot of free financial information services.
Yeah, I don't know of anything that a credit union really doesn't have that a traditional bank has. And in most cases, is more from a financial education perspective and empowering the membership to make those decisions to get them where they want to go.
And because a credit union is owned by the members, you guys really do care about the people because we're all members, we're all people, mm-hmm. We're all owners. And so really, there's nobody going, hey, I'm going to make money for me, the heck with everybody else.
Yeah, that's the core is in our decision making is how is this best for the member and the membership, not how can we make the most money.
So if you got a question for Todd Peach from BECU.org, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Very important question, especially with what's going on right now in today's climate. What would Todd do as a financial guru if he were to win the lotto or get an inheritance, large money, amount of money or whatever?
Isn't like the power thing 800 and some million or something, right?
The Mega Millions is Mega Millions, 800 and something million. And then I think the Powerball is like 300 million, which really, I mean, why even bother, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want that. It's a good question.
Waste of time.
First thing, Todd, here's the question. I mean, because if it ever happens to us, but there's lump sum and then or just take the payments. Yeah. So what do you do? Is it based on age when it comes to take the lump sum or the payments or even an interest situation?
If I'm BJ, take the lump sum, right?
Yeah.
1 foot out the door.
Yeah. I'm taking my money and running, man. No, I'm just kidding. You'd have to run the numbers. It's based upon your age, certainly, I guess, to a degree, but also what can you do with the money and the current tax situation that you're going to be in. So you would just present value. You know, what if I took that money? Is it okay? If it's 800 million, maybe it's 400 out of the bank. And if I took that out over the years, and then, but if you don't take the lump sum, you're going to rely on, okay, what are taxes going to be in 5 years, 10 years, right? Yeah. Is it going to go up or down?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So you just have to make some assumptions, run some numbers, and make the decision. I think most people probably take the lump sum, especially if it's 800 million. And be done with it and then invest it and do what you want to do.
So, Todd, is there anything crazy you would do? And what percentage would you use to do that crazy?
Oh, gosh, I haven't even thought about that. I mean, this is like, I think the first thing I would do would be nothing. I would do nothing. I would set it there. I would do nothing.
Just look at it.
I'd
order everything on pay-per-view.
See, this is why Steve should never win anything.
Just to see how much it costs me on my cable bill.
Yeah. And I'd probably, like, you know, buy my mom's house for her. Aww. I think probably the first thing out of the gate and make sure she's all good. And,
yeah.
Then nothing. I wouldn't change. I wouldn't. I'm good.
And do you think I would change? Yeah. I guarantee it.
Yeah, Steve would change.
I probably would, right? Yeah. But I would not. Honestly, I would wait 6 months, a year before I did anything.
I'd pull like a Justin Bieber and have someone in my entourage carry me on their shoulders as I checked out the Great Wall of China.
Perfect.
Yeah. I might even just do that at Wild Waves.
Yeah, you're
just
that guy.
Yeah, just be that guy.
You will be that guy. Everybody will know.
I want the guy to be a small person.
Oh, that's going to carry you?
So that way when I'm sitting on his shoulders, it's like my feet are almost touching the ground. So it's just even more ridiculous.
Wow.
Did you buy a ticket?
Buy a ticket?
I'm not going to win because yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant to buy a ticket of Wild Wings.
No.
I got to find this small person that can hold my weight.
Yeah, I think you can do that without actually hitting the lottery. I think you can find both.
I have not bought a ticket yet. I'm thinking about it, though. Yeah.
So I don't buy tickets, so I won't be that person you're talking about.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about it.
My wife always gives me a hard time. She's like, you're not going to win. I'm like, well, what if I do? I can't find out until I try. It's that false hope, man.
Yeah, I know. What's the worst thing is especially if you have numbers you'd play. If you do the random, then you don't know if you would have won because you never got the ticket. But if you have a set of numbers that you like to play and they show up, I mean, you'd be like,
maybe that's what I need to start doing. I'm too lazy to even type in numbers. I just do random because I just want to get in and get out. But this is a big life decision. I mean, $800 million is nothing to sneeze at.
I agree with you. You should come up with some numbers. I don't know how you're going to get them, but come up with them.
I'll do all of your ages.
And birthdays.
Yeah, that's what my mom does. And if she wins with my birthday, she gives me a cut.
Yes. Oh, I like that idea. Mm-hmm. All right, so if we win with our ages and our birthdays, will you give us a cut?
No.
Okay, well, let's hope your mom wins. Wait, no, you still get something if she wins. Never mind.
Steve's at least consistent with that.
Yeah, he is. All right, let's go to Kyle. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999 if you have a question for Todd Peach from BECU. Kyle, you are on the Rock.
Hi.
Hi, Kyle. You're on with Todd. What question do you have for him?
So I just turned 18, and I was wondering what can I do to start building some credit?
Wow, great question, Kyle.
This is the most responsible 18-year-old that's ever called to our show. Yeah.
It's a good thing, too, Todd, because I just had to buy the Joey D's had to get a new car since he totaled his other one. And
you bought it for him?
Well, I had to co-sign, because he still, it's funny, you know, and he's got a credit card and he hasn't done anything, you know, he doesn't have a lot of credit, but he's got the credit card and he hasn't done anything to have bad credit. Still not able to get the best rate by himself, and he's almost 30. So what does a guy like Kyle do, or is he going to always have to co-sign to get a car with somebody who's got better credit? How does he go about that himself?
So Kyle, do you have like a parent or somebody that could, as BJ said, co-sign on a credit card for you?
Well, yeah, but I already have a car. So.
You already have a credit card?
He has a car.
No, oh, a car.
Okay. So you have a car and you have a loan on that then?
No, eBay.
Oh, so you just went and got it and paid cash.
Okay.
How much did it cost on eBay to buy a car? How much did you pay?
I got an Outback for $1,700.
Nice. All right. Wow. Good for you, buddy.
Cool. So you don't have a loan. You don't have any debt whatsoever, right?
Nope.
Okay, so that's awesome. Keep it up. Make it always be that way. But the first thing I would probably do is get a mainstream credit card, a Visa, MasterCard. You're probably out of the gate is going to have somebody, like BJ said, co-sign for that card because you don't have any credit whatsoever.
BJ, would you be willing to co-sign? For
Kyle?
Yes.
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure.
But the good news is that if you co-sign them in and if you do it responsibly, in a few years, you'll be off on your own. So it'll build fairly quickly. The two most important things are make sure you make your payments every month on time. That's over a third, 35% of your credit score, and keep the balance relative to your credit limit below 10%. Worst case, below 30%, but best case scenario, below 10%. So if you get a $1,000 credit limit, make sure that statement, when it comes in the mail, shows no more than $100, and make sure you pay it off every month.
Yeah, would you please tell Sarah that? Because she was doing it for a while, Todd. She doesn't. She's afraid to use her credit card, and I tell her if she doesn't use it, she's not going to get any credit. So would you tell Sarah, please spend 10%.
Yeah, or just buy a little gas, or you know, just go to the gas station and $30 and pay it.
She's terrified. She's terrified. Yeah.
She's afraid someone's going to come knock on her door and steal her or something.
I don't know why she just says she's afraid that she won't be able to pay it off, even though it's like you're only putting, like you said, gas on there. Come on.
And then on the flip side, can you tell Steve to stop maxing out his credit card?
Yeah, would you please do that?
So what I sometimes I'll do is I'll just send money, so I'll actually have a negative balance, and then I'll.
Isn't that crazy that we have to do that? Because you taught me that. I do that myself.
Yeah. Yeah. So they owe me money, right? But then I make that payment and then it's back. But then it's showing that payment and that history. So it's building positive behavior. So.
Yeah. And it looks like, yeah, it looks like when it comes to getting a car, it's easier to get a house, isn't it, Todd? Is it because of depreciation or whatever? I feel like a person has an easier mm-hmm. time being able to get a house by themselves than a car for the first time.
No, I mean, I don't know about the same. I mean, you know, they're both collateral. So.
You can leave with a car. I don't know if at the end of the day you're not going to leave with a house.
Well, but I know a house appreciates, whereas sure. as a car goes off yep. the lot, it depreciates. So
100%.
Maybe that's why it's a little bit more difficult.
The interest rate is a little bit higher on an auto loan, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
So
you got that going for you. So, yeah, I was very surprised. I thought for sure Joey D's be able to do it, or at least he couldn't get the best interest rate. So that's, you know, as a parent, I guess you're going
to
know.
Yeah, we have to look at why that is.
Because he knows his insane gambling habit.
Oh, there is that. Let's go to Chris in Fife. Chris, you are on with Todd Peach from BECU.org. Go ahead, Chris.
What's going on, fellas?
Not too much, buddy. Chris. What you got?
All right. Well, I want to know if it was better to put extra money in the principal of my house or get a Roth IRA.
Mm. How old are you?
54.
Okay. How much retirement savings do you have?
Right now, I have about $30,000 in the bank.
Okay, in retirement?
No, just in the bank. I don't have anything in retirement right now, but I do get a retirement.
Okay.
That's a little tough.
We're a little behind on the retirement side. Yeah.
I just saw a woman live till she was 129.
So he's fine.
It's really not that.
This is a really good question.
You get to work till you're 129?
Yeah. Maybe till 110.
Okay.
You know, this is a very interesting question, Todd, because when it comes to Roth as opposed to traditional IRA, your age does make a difference.
It does.
So everybody thinks, oh, I should go Roth, mm-hmm. but at 57 years old, is that the right kind of IRA for this guy?
Mm-hmm. A lot of it, too, depends on his income, how much money he's making, what that tax savings would be, you know, if you're to go with the traditional and have that tax deduction. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I know that you could take it out at 59 and a half, but I'm only a few years away.
Yep.
Would it be just better to just take extra money and put it in my principal and pay my house off sooner?
Well, I mean, but how are you going to live in retirement if you don't have any retirement savings today?
Right.
And so I guess, how much do you owe on your house? What's the principal left?
I bought it like 5 years ago. So I've been paying extra ever since.
Yeah.
I've been making an extra payment a year to knock off, 9 or 10 years or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And probably within the next 5 years, my dad's probably not going to live that much longer. So I'll probably get, you know, quite a bit amount of money, which I can just pay off my house. But anything can happen. So I just kind of want to plan for the future and want to be able to retire at least 62 or 65.
Oh, man, dude. That's, I mean, again, Todd, at 57 years old, to think in 5 years, I don't know how much his dad's going to leave him, but five years to be able to retire when you have nothing right now.
Mm-hmm. Like, Powerball's at $800 million, man. You just never know what's going to happen.
I don't know how much dad's going to leave, but let's just say you make $50,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you need at 65 years old to retire? Like, how much money do you think you need? Or maybe, I don't know, what it depends on what you might think you might need to live on. I guess that's it, right?
Well, a rule of thumb is 4% withdrawal, so you don't outlive it, right? So that's, if you have $1 million, that's $40,000 a year.
Okay, so
do the math.
So you got to have at least $1 million in there in order to do $40,000 a year.
Unless you have a pension and other things, right? But if you're just looking at just a Roth or a 401k, a rule of thumb, again, is about 4%, 3 to 4% withdrawal rate. That way you won't outlive it.
What about but people might have to invade that principal even more, is what they might
then
have
you
to
run
do.
The risk of outliving your money, right?
Damn.
So I guess my recommendation would be email me, sit down, talk to somebody. Let's take a look at where you're at today and let's project out what that's going to look like in 4 years, 5 years, 6 years and make that decision. But you're probably going to want to start to putting some of that money, whether into the traditional or a Roth, and you're going to probably need more than what you're thinking.
And look, if you, Chris, if you have any more questions, or if anybody has any more questions, if you didn't get through today because time is up, you can always email Todd. Just go to KISW.com, and if you scroll down, you'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face, and he will answer any question he possibly can for you via email.
I know we got to run, but we have a very time-sensitive text.
Okay.
So I just got to throw it out there before we forget. This person says, Todd, are you a pumpkin flavor guy? And if so, what are you a fan of having pumpkin flavor?
This is very time-sensitive. I'm glad you slipped this in.
No.
Not, No pumpkin spice coffee.
I'm plain Jane.
Yeah. Wow. What about pumpkin filled raviolis?
No.
Wow. Look at Danny's. Danny's decided he's no longer doing business with
I can't with you, Todd. Sorry. Yeah.
You might want to change banks now, Danny.
I was going to, yep.
Yeah. I had no idea that was going to be the
lost
line.
Lost this one. Wow.
See,
are you a pumpkin fan?
No, except for ravioli, I am.
Okay. And seeds.
No, but I mean, I don't like pumpkin spice, like lattes.
Oh, okay.
Pumpkin
spice.
Do
you
know,
like, how many calories and how much sugar is in those things?
Don't tell Danny. He doesn't want
to
know.
It's all deliciousness, Todd.
Okay. Yeah.
But wow. Is it good for your credit score, though, all those calories?
Yeah, that's important.
Yes.
Why what is it the latest one? Pumpkin flavored chicken
wings.
At Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. I'm willing to try it because it's chicken wings, but I don't think it's going to be as awesome as the Asian Zing.
Is that a chicken wing or is that some sort of Urban Dictionary thing? I'm not sure. What are we talking about here, Steve?
Both.
All right. Well, listen, man, Todd and the great folks from BECU are they're really something. And you can join, by the way. Yeah. If you just live, work or attend school here in Washington State, you are indeed eligible to join BECU. Just go to BECU.org. And again, you want to ask a question of Todd, email him. Just go to KISW.com. Click on the banner with Todd's face and you'll see what's up. Todd, good to see you, buddy.
Thanks, BJ.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.